Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Susan Wellington and Chris Marshall with Halcyon House about a petition from Washington County Care Facilities asking the Board of Supervisors for a countywide mask mandate. This is the first part of a two-part program. So, Chris, how are folks at the Halcyon House doing now?
We're doing all right. We have a few people in healthcare that are positive, four people right at the moment, but they are doing okay so far.
And how about the staff? How's the staff doing?
Our staff are doing pretty well. They're tired. We don't have any positive staff in our healthcare area right now, so we are doing, you know, pretty well there. But it's scary to think that people could be positive at any time.
How do you, well, first tell us a little bit about how you all report and how do we learn about what's going on in the facilities across the state?
Facilities in the state have to look at the positivity rate each week. The positivity rate that we look at is posted every Tuesday around noon by Medicare. It's on the CMS.gov website. And they rank facilities as green, yellow, or red. If you're green, it's less than 5%. If you're yellow, it's between 5 and 10%. And if you are red, it's over 10%. Every county in the United States is ranked on that spreadsheet, and all of the counties in Iowa right now are red, which is very bad. I think we all know that because we hear about that in the news a lot. But because of the counties all being red, nursing facilities have to test twice weekly. So with positivity rates over 10%, they range for Iowa from over 12% to over 42%. Which is extremely high. Washington County on that particular report recently was 16.2%. And we just decided there has got to be something that we can do more about the positivity that we have locally.
Well, I understand you have a petition.
We do. We kind of talked as a group here. We also talked with the local public health administration, and we decided that the best thing would be to try to have a full mask mandate put in place for Washington County. Some people have commented that the governor just implemented a mask mandate, but her mandate is limited. It's limited to, you know, inside more than 15 minutes and people who can't distance by 6 feet. So our mandate that we're going to be asking the Board of Supervisors for is just a mask mandate, period. If you're outside your home, you're required to wear a mask. So when we started that effort, we talked with the other nursing facilities in Washington County, because in addition to what Chris talked about with the positivity rate and the testing that we have to do, it also prevents us from allowing our residents to have visitors inside. So that's a big thing for us with the holidays coming up, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have partnered with Parkview and Wellman, Pleasant View and Kelowna, Pearl Valley here in Washington, and the UP Home here in Washington, in addition to Halcyon House, to try to gather signatures on this petition.
So this is outside in public. Let's say I'm taking a walk around, in the park. I'd have to wear a mask then too?
Yes.
All right.
A full mask mandate.
So a full mask whenever we leave our house?
Correct.
Because you think this is the best way for us to protect all of us?
Yes, we do. We have experienced a single team member two different times that came up positive when we did our regular testing that's required. And because of the fact that those people are very good with their personal protective equipment, they wear masks. Oftentimes they wear a shield with the mask. But when they wear a mask, we have had no other increase in COVID symptoms or positivity at our facility based on the fact that those people have done a very good job of wearing their mask. And we feel like it's very effective for us.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Susan Wellington and Chris Marshall. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.